You're listening to the Premier Podcast Network.
Mind of the Meanie is now an exclusive brand partner with WWEShop.com. Pick up all your favorite new merchandise from Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge me.
Cody Rhodes.
I have to finish the story.
LA Knight.
Let me talk to you.
And more using our exclusive link in the show notes. Click below and show your support today for your favorite WWE superstar at WWEShop.com.
Yeah!
This is the Mind of the Meanie. Here are your hosts, the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard.
Peace, world, and welcome to the Mind of the Meanie, your weekly peek into the world, according to former WWE superstar and ECW original, the Blue Meanie. We'll cover wrestling, music, movies, sports, and lots of useless knowledge, all contained in the Mind of the Meanie. I'm your tour guide, a perpetually sick Adam Barnard, and he is the groggy voice Blue Meanie. Meanie, how you feeling, brother? What's on your mind?
We continue with our pre-show joke. No, this is not Kathleen Turner. my throat has been like on fire for the last couple days. I feel like I've been sick since Mania, but with just congestion and coughing. And but like I say, like Mania week, talking a lot and
just, yeah,
you know, not getting any rest. I kind of lost my voice Mania night, well, Mania night two. And just been perpetually coughing.
Yeah.
It was allergy season too, so I'm used to that. But like the last 3 days, it's like, ugh. It's to the point where I finally admit that I'm not well, and Mrs. Meanie breaks my balls for finally putting it over that I'm not well, because like, yeah, I perpetually say, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. But I'm at the point where I'm saying, yeah, my throat is on fire. But, you know, last night, we went and bought the old school Listerine, the ugly ass yellow.
Oh, the good stuff.
The Listerine that looks like alcoholic piss.
It'll kill New York rats, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's funny. When I go to take a piss at my Cuskers, I say, I got to go recycle. I go, it's a joke that the urinals go right back to the beer taps. But
oh my God. Yeah,
I'm arguing with old school Listerine that like nobody likes. No. It's like it's military fucking grade fucking Listerine.
God.
And they've been doing the we got that sea salt like stuff.
Yeah.
Put that in a cup of warm water and just gargle that. And today's like a little bit of relief. Like yesterday I couldn't, like, I could, like, talk, but, like, it felt like I was gargling razor blades, like, or, like, hot fucking razor blades. Today's, I woke up this morning, like, oh, okay. But still, you know, I'm still fucking raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Smoking Kathleen Turner, from Intimate Stone era, you know. I'm trying to think of some funny lines from the movie. I can't. Romance of Stone is one of my favorite movies from like being a kid. But yeah,
you sound like Sam. You sound like Sam Krepps after I used to make him smoke cigarettes at the bar with me in college.
I'm definitely going to McCusker's later, so maybe yeah. I'll gargle some Crown Royal later or something.
Take a couple of shots of whiskey before bed, man. Hopefully that'll clear that shit right out, dude.
But went to McCusker's and I was like, yeah, give me a shot of that. Because they have a couple bottles. You know, Crown's got different flavors.
Yeah.
It's like, Doug, that bottle of Crown Vanilla keep showing me its tits. How about let me get a shot of that Crown Vanilla. Keep showing me its titty.
That is fucking great. Oh my God, that is hilarious. I've never heard that before, but I'm gonna use that from now on.
Oh man, That six so pack good. Of fucking
show me them titties. Give me some of that booze.
This is where I'm at.
I don't know if you can see. You can see it on the patreon.com/mindofthemeanie, but I'm giving you the big eyes right now, because if I look to the left here, you can see it's coming back here, pal, whatever this fucking infection is. I can start it. I can feel it in my throat. And like, I know. So like I said, when we last talked, I had strep B and they gave me like this super strong amoxicillin. It's one of the reasons I ended up in the hospital too. And between the exhaustion and the fucking sickness. And I feel like I've been sick since WrestleMania, and I just like, it just won't fucking go away. So now I got to schedule an appointment with a fucking ear, nose, and throat specialist, because yesterday I was in the car and it felt like somebody stabbed me inside of my ear canal. Like it was like, and it was inside too, but it was enough where it like, it threw me off for a second where I was like, I might have to pull over. This is fucking painful. And dude, this shit is not pleasant. I don't know what it is, but like, I know we've talked about this before, but I feel like especially this year, this winter, I have been sicker than I think I ever have been before in my life. And not just like the, like how sick I get, but the volume of sickness that I have, like just, it's just so much all the time. And I just like, it just doesn't stop. And I'm hoping it doesn't get worse than this. I got to call an ENT after the show today, or at least try to schedule an appointment for sometime this week. But like, fuck, man. And of course, you know, like you go out, like I'm trying to keep up on my fitness routine and stuff. So I'm on the treadmill today, cause I'm trying not to push it too hard. And I got this fucking, what looks like pink eye, but I know isn't pink eye. It's just whatever this infection is. And, God, dude, fucking hate it, man. I hate this shit so much, but I appreciate the fact that we are pushing through here today with our truncated episode here. We appreciate you and the pod squad. We appreciate you coming through as well. And I don't know, man. I don't know what we had the WWE draft last night, the beginning of it. I don't know if you had a chance to catch that out. The only thing I really wanted to talk about with that was Baron Corbin being drafted to SmackDown. And I got to tell you, man, I hope that they fucking, I know Mrs. Goober loves this phrase when I say it, but I hope they strap a fucking rocket to Baron Corbin now and shoot him to the fucking moon and give him every title that they can possibly give him. Corbin's the homie, as you guys know, longtime listeners of the show will know, he and I share a connective tissue here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Amazing dude, amazing fucking guy, and an even better wrestler too. Like, from what I understand, one of the safest people in the business right now, and just universally loved by everybody. So I'm hoping that they will take what he did in NXT with the Wolf Dogs packaging with him and Bron Breakker. I hope that they establish that in SmackDown. What do you think, there, blue guy?
Yeah, dude, he's battle tested. He's been there a while, and sometimes you have to go, you know, to it like an NXT to, you know, put on a fresh coat of paint, so to speak. I know people try to keep calling NXT the developmental brand, which in a way it is, and in a way it is not. If you're on NXT and you're on the USA Network, it's really not developmental. Developmental is for you to go away and not be seen for a while. But there's levels to NXT. You know, there's the A squad, which is on TV. There's B, you know, the people who do the, there's like a, they do like a set of like house shows. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called, but they, you know, they're doing house shows around.
Yeah.
The Florida area, non-televised, so you can make all the, feel free to make all the mistakes you can make just to learn. And then there's this, you know, C squad, where you're strictly just practicing at the performance center.
Yeah.
You know, so it is developmental, but it's not. But the fact that he went, you know, he went away from SmackDown Raw, went over to NXT, put on a fresh coat of paint, try something new, So when they come bring him back over to SmackDown and Raw, you know, it'll be he'll have a fresh look.
Yeah,
and that's sometimes what you need.
Yeah,
you know, you get that. You know, wrestlers get that fatigue where you know fans are. I won't say they're tired of seeing them, but they've seen them so much they're desensitized to them. It's like, what's the biggest pop usually somebody gets was when they come back from injury. You know, because they haven't been on TV in ages, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Triple H came back, you know, with his, what was that, the Beautiful Day music video montage.
Yeah.
He was out for a little bit. You know, Kurt Angle came back. John Cena came back at the Rumble. Edge came back. When guys come back from injury, their pops are always huge because they've been away and fans missed them.
Yeah.
You know, so Baron going over to NXT, you know, he's still on TV, still doing stuff. So he's not getting rusty. He's trying something new.
Yeah.
But now he's back, you know, coming over to SmackDown. And the sky's the limit with that guy. He's great. He's, like I said, he's battle tested, universally loved. Everybody loves working with him. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, I hope that they know what they have with Baron Corbin, and I hope they strap a fucking rocket to him. Like I said, I think he's the guy. The other guy I liked a lot last night that I saw on SmackDown was Karrion Kross, friend of the show, and the Final Testament stuff. Give me that all fucking day. Like, yeah. I fucking love that shit. Have you had a chance to watch what they've been doing with that? Or I think it's great.
Bits and pieces. My wrestling digestive system has been in bits and pieces. Love Karrion Kross. Great guy, humble guy. God has the look.
Yeah.
You know, and I love what, you know, I love that they have him there, you know, with that faction.
Yeah.
You know, bring the listeners up to speed. What's going on with that?
Oh, well, they've just been having vignettes recently. And then last night they had a segment where Kross was backstage and they were attacking Pete Dunne and, oh God, I can't think of his tag team partner's name from NXT. Excuse me. And they were beating the shit out of them backstage and he just went crazy, like random acts of violence. And he's like, it's going to continue until we get what we want. And and he's like, whether it's Raw or SmackDown, we're going to keep doing this until we get what we want. I was like, fuck, this is such good shit. Like, it's like cut-ins that are like they kind of throw you off your axis a little bit and are like kind of disturbing in some ways, but it's perfect because it's like the breakup in the show, you know? I really hope that they're able to build with that. And again, I think I've been saying this to some of the people I speak to in the wrestling world. Like, I feel like this draft is really the time for Hunter to shake the board, right? And really reassess and realign everything. And I think in a lot of ways, everybody's kind of been in limbo while they worked through the final stages of the Bloodline and Cody's story. And now I think I'm hoping we're really going to get the opportunity to see a lot of these different storylines start to bloom and kind of pop up and become their own things. And I'm very excited about that. But one of them being the Kross Final Testament group. So I'm hoping if he stays on SmackDown, maybe he'll, you know, they'll build him up enough to give him a run at Cody. I think that would be super dope. And I hope if it goes to Raw, I hope they give him the fucking big gold belt, man. Like, do something with this guy. I don't know. I think he's great. I think the whole presentation's great. I think the whole product that they're doing with him is fantastic, and I hope they keep it up.
I like the draft, but the thing that drives me nuts about the draft is when they say SmackDown has drafted so-and-so has been drafted to SmackDown when they're already on SmackDown.
Right.
So why can't they just say SmackDown is retaining so-and-so or, he's drafted to the place he's been for the last two fucking years. So how's he drafted to? He hasn't left.
It's a glory. How about you
say SmackDown is retaining?
Yeah.
whoever, or same with Raw. So he's being drafted to Raw. How's he being drafted to fucking Raw? He's been on fucking Raw.
Yeah.
No, Raw is retaining so and so.
Yeah. They're staying here. Yeah. Now,
he didn't have to fucking pack a bag. He's still on fucking show. So how's he drafted to some place he's already been?
How did he never left? He never went anywhere.
Yeah. No. Please just. That's my only little pet peeve with the whole draft idea. Just,
yeah,
you know, just fix the phraseology, please.
I'm an expert in phraseology. I appreciate that reference.
Was the NFL draft last night. The Eagles did pretty good.
I saw. They were talking. And you'll have to catch me up to speed on this because Matt from Dover was telling me that, like, their number one pick, was it the cornerback that the Eagles got?
Kenyon Mitchell.
He's like the best best prospect that's supposed to be coming up, right? And the Eagles got him like out of nowhere.
The Eagles, a lot of people were saying he was a top 12 pick, and the Eagles got him at 22.
Wow.
But thankfully, there was like a streak of like the first maybe 16, 17 players were all on offense. And he kind of just fell down the draft, not to any detriment of his own.
Right.
You know, some guys will fall down the draft ladder because of some like off the field issue.
Right, right.
It was just like all the teams in the top of the draft needed offensive players, like seven quarterbacks or something like that went in like early.
Wow.
And he fell to the Eagles at 22 where – like Howie Roseman is notorious for moving up in the draft. He didn't have to move up in the draft. Like he had 2 second round picks to play with to, you know, move up and use one of those picks. He didn't have to use one. And then last night we got, back to Mitchell. This is the first time the Eagles have taken a cornerback first round in 22 years since, you know, Lito Shepherd. And then in the second round, they take another, you know, cornerback or I'll say defensive back because the player's name is Cooper DeJean. So we all know where that last name's going.
Good luck, man.
Cooper DeJean.
DeJean.
But I prefer DB Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really good. And then the third player they took, I'm blanking because he's like, he's from a school nobody really has really heard of, but Vic Fangio is a huge fan of this kid and wanted him. So, the Eagles moved back twice in the third round, and I'm just sitting there like, they're up next, and they're like, oh, they're trading back. I'm like, son of a bitch. Come on, guys. I just picked your third rounder. I want to go watch the Phillies.
Yeah, I want to get this over with. Jesus.
But the Eagles did pretty good. You know, they got three picks in the fourth round today. So
oh, shit. We'll I hope it I hope it leads to a fun season. I'm excited. We gotta also, as we're talking about this, we gotta plan out our Phillies game trip very soon. So we're gonna actually, I think what I'm gonna do is for that, I'm gonna make a special vlog for that trip with Meanie and I at the Philly Stadium. And we'll have a good time. We're going to enjoy it. It'll be extra content for you guys on the Patreon feed. This is not going to be on the regular feed. No, no, no. No siree, Bob. That's going to be exclusive for all of you fans at the Patreon page, which you can sign up today at patreon.com/bindofthemeanie. Tiers start, Meanie. I don't know if you know this, but they start at just $10 a month. So, you know, you can't beat that. And what else you can't beat, my friend, is a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to ask Meanie?
It's kind of early, but I would love to. My throat prefers you to.
I was going to say, if you want, we can keep going, but if you don't, we can let it ride, brother.
But ask the fucking question. It's time to ask Meanie anything. Ask me something!
I can't remember what regular Arsenal is like.
Don't forget to tweet us your questions using the hashtag AskMeanie, and you may hear them on the show. Like I said, we're doing a little bit of a truncated episode today. Meanie, we're trying to preserve Meanie's. We're trying to preserve Meanie's voice and allow us both to get a little bit of rest here. And we will hopefully be back with a full episode next week for you. What do you
shout out to our pod squads in the chat today?
Yeah,
lively room.
We appreciate you all coming in, and don't forget to drop your questions using the hashtag AskMeanie. I'm going to start with a question from the pod squad after we talk about our seltzers here, sir. I have a fresh.
I need some bottles.
I was going to say I need something. I got a fresh. What do you got there? What you got today?
No surprise here. I got the pumpkin pie, Belvie. I think I got one more case left.
There you go. I got a sparkling frost, a cheap shit from the Aldi. I got a cherry limeade today. Shout out to my daughter Sophie who brought this up in the run in because I didn't have it here. So we're gonna crack these. Ready? In 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. That's some good shit, man. It smells like a melted. Like a whatever it's called.
Oh, man.
Like a popsicle. That's the word I was looking for. It's like a fucking cherry popsicle. It's good shit.
Yeah, that felt good on the throat.
Yeah, I was going to say. That cold.
Oh, man.
You guys got to do this every week with the spritz and the microphones. What's up, Carl? You know, Meanie.
What's that, Adam?
We hear this a lot. Every CBD company tells you that their product is the best. With quality control measures like lab testing and QR codes now becoming the standard, it can start to seem like all CBD brands are the same, but I'm here to tell you something, Meanie. They are not. Knowing what makes certain brands better will help you spend your money more wisely and have more confidence as you incorporate CBD oils, topicals, capsules, or gummies into your own wellness routine. And that's why we're proud to partner with Green Road CBD as an official sponsor of Mind of the Meanie. And Meanie, I know you're a longtime user of Green Road CBD. How has Green Road CBD helped you in your life?
Let me tell you, Green Road CBD is a product I've been using for years. And when we started Mind of the Meanie, I always was like, let's get Green Roads as a sponsor because I use them almost daily, whether it's the gummies, you know, to take care of the aches and pains of 30 years of wrestling, the topical solutions that help my knees, help my back, help my elbows, help my shoulders. Green Road CBD has done everything to help me maintain a pain-free existence from all the years of wear and tear as a professional wrestler.
And to me, Meanie, that sounds like the Green Road's difference. And it comes down to a really few important points. They're just part of the reason that they've won industry awards year after year, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and have heard countless stories from customers just like you about the impact that those products have had on your life. So Green Roads is led by a compounding pharmacist with 25 years of experience helping her community getting healthy. For her and the entire company, it's more than just a job. It's a mission. And not all hemp sourcing is equal, Meanie. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But they select their hemp from high-quality American farms. And also, not all lab testing is equal, which is why they use an accredited independent lab to conduct full panel tests on every single batch. And that's why Green Roads is an original manufacturer, not just a quote-unquote white label brand. So right now, you can go to greenroads.com, Meanie, and save 25% off of your entire purchase.
Wow.
25% off of everything, Meanie. That's huge. And all you have to do is go to their website right now, greenroads.com, and use promo code Meanie at checkout. That's 25% off your entire purchase by using promo code Meanie at greenroads.com. Own the day with Green Road CBD, and we thank them for sponsoring the program. We're going to start with Travis Bohab. Hey now. One of our longtime pod squad members here. Meanie, have you heard the new Pearl Jam album yet?
Yeah. New Pearl Jam album is very good. I've listened to it a few times. Ironically, my favorite track is a track called Waiting for Stevie. no relation to Stevie Richards, but there's the track Waiting for Stevie's really good.
Yeah.
I'm bad with back in the day when I would get a new album, I'd sit there and listen to it front and back, back to front, read the liner notes, read the track listing, and have every song memorized. I'm not that way. I wish I was still that dedicated now, you know, but, you know, not being a teenage kid who has a lot of free time. I don't get to study the albums like I used to, but new Pearl Jam's really good. Also, I've been meaning to say this for, I got a little seltzer kiss.
You got it.
No.
Nope. Nope. That was puke. That was puke. I could see the fear there for a second. You were like, oh no. Oh God, no. Not gonna puke. Not gonna puke.
Back off, Vince. He's gonna puke.
Gotta puke.
But I've been meaning to say this for a couple of weeks. The fucking new Black Crowes is fucking amazing too. Their first single, Wanting and Waiting, is fucking amazing. Like, I love the Black Crowes. I've been like day one with Black Crowes. Since, you know, I saw them do a beach. Okay, start that over. I've been watching them do a beach concert in Atlantic City, August 1990. And it's like, that's my band.
Yeah.
Because I always heard growing up, older friends, I saw the Rolling Stones in 1966 on the Boardwalk in the Atlantic City Steel Pier. And I'm like, fuck you. So, like, Black Crowes coming along, I was like, this is going to be my Rolling Stones, you know. And, you know, there's been ups and downs with the band, like any band. And I'm a big fan of their drummer, Steve Gorman. And having listened to his audiobook a couple times, I was kind of like hesitant to like anything that didn't have Steve Gorman in the band. But the new Black Crowes is undeniably good. It's so good. And the new Pearl Jam is really good. I'm still in a couple rotations, you know, still getting familiarized with it. So, but yeah, new Pearl Jam's amazing. Highly recommend new Pearl Jam and highly recommend new Black Crowes.
I'll have to check it out. I haven't heard Black Crowes, but I'm interested to check it out. So I'll be looking. What's the name of that record? Is it Happiness? Am I thinking of the right one?
Happiness Bastards.
That's the one. Yep. I have it on my queue. I do. Like I said, I know I miss the physical media aspect of albums and CDs and shit. It seems to be making like a reappearance, which is really cool. Like, I love that it's kind of coming back again, but good.
No, what were you saying?
I was just gonna say, it's fine. The liner notes, like it was like a process, right? When we were kids, like I remember being a teenager and like you get your favorite new record set, like, oh, finally I fucking got my hands on it. Because you go to FYE, what was it called before then? The Wall. You go to the Wall or Tower Records or one of those places, and you're like, oh, fuck this.
I have a roll of stickers from the Wall.
Dude, do you really? Oh, my God. I would love to put them shits on my fucking CDs, man. Oh, my God.
I might.
I had a copy of Significant Other by Limp Bizkit that still played up until very recently, and on the CD cover on the back still had my original Wall sticker, which –
that's a-
for the uninitiated, the Wall was a CD and a record store. I don't know if it was just in here in the Philadelphia region or if it was national, but it was at the Oxford Valley Mall was the one that was closest to us when I was growing up. And on all of your CDs, you got a black sticker on the back of it that said the Wall lifetime. I think it's something like lifetime replacement guarantee, which basically means if the CD was scratched, if it was fucked up, if it got cracked, you could go back to the Wall and replace the CD, no questions asked, with a brand new copy of the record. And let me tell you something, man, that was the fucking coolest shit in the world, because it closed. Like, I think the Wall transitioned into FYE, which was like kind of the, you know, the corporate, like, hey, how do you do, fellow kids kind of store. And they would not, after a while, they stopped honoring the Wall guarantee. So it sucked, but it was like a fucking – I wish I had photos of the place, because it was just like, it was an experience going to it, you know? So, but I feel like now is like, I'm, you know, you go there, you picked up the record and you'd fucking flip through the liner notes and lyrics and thank yous and production shit. Like, oh man.
Yeah, the engineer.
Yeah, dude. Like everybody who's worked on the record was fucking was there. And it was just like, man, I missed that whole, I missed that entire process of things. But, shout out to Carl Pinnell too, who, has some of his own credits as well, with CKY and the Moxie. Which you should check them out. He's also got another, a bunch of fun stuff out now with Greta Hotmer, who is the singer of the Moxie. That she's doing a new project, and that's all on Spotify, so you can find it. We'll drop some links for Carl. RJ Krasinski, what's up, RJ? What's going on? Dude, thank you as always for your questions. We appreciate you. Meanie, what do you prefer, the NFL draft or the WWE draft?
NFL draft. Because I was just talking about like my little pet peeve with the Raw, well, the WWE draft. So and so has been drafted SmackDown. Yeah, he's still on SmackDown. He's. I mean, it's a reshuffling. I like the reshuffling of Raw and SmackDown. Even though sometimes you still see people on both brands, you know. But yeah, there's something about the NFL draft that I prefer, even though I don't watch college sports. It's just nice to see people get called up and, you know, realize their dreams for the first time. And
yeah,
it's pretty cool. So yeah, I prefer the NFL draft, you know, because the familiarity, the whole WWE draft's still fairly new, you know, and people are still trying to make it like, oh, let's have WWE draft party. Yeah, no. No. We're not going to have WWE draft parties. We're just going to watch them reshuffle. Yeah. So, yeah, NFL draft for me. I was watching last night, even though the Eagles kept fucking trading back in the third fucking round. I was like, God damn it. I got to take a piss. You know?
Gotta give and go.
Yeah.
Our last question here is from Carlo Carlson, our friend, who does all of our incredible edits and all the fun stuff you see on our Twitter page. Carlo is responsible for those recently. Hey, hey, Blue and Goob, I was wondering, have you two fellers ever visited any wacky tourist traps like an upside-down house or a giant fork in your travels on the highways and byways across the U.S. of A?
Not really. I don't think so. You know, I was living in Ohio, traveling around Michigan with Al. I forget what highway it was, but there's this giant tire with a nail in it. I mean, like a tire the size of it's like this huge fucking tire that had a nail on the side of the. It was for some tire company, you know, Detroit Motor City cars, all this stuff. And you drive by and, you know, you're like, oh, there's the tire with the nail on it. You know, it's like if you go down to Margate, New Jersey, there's Lucy the Elephant, you know.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, you know, those local whatevers.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, Niagara Falls ain't like a tourist trap thing. But, I wish. You know, I would really have to think about that, but I don't, nothing too crazy. I went to a Zach Bagans haunted mansion or whatever in Vegas. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You got to see Kevorkian's Death Van and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know if that qualifies. I don't know if that qualifies.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I've ever been to like, because I wouldn't count something like the Love statue or the Rocky statue as like a wacky tourist trap, you know? Like maybe, well, maybe the Rocky statue, but like that's a hometown thing. I don't know if that counts. There was a place, so when I was growing up, there was a spot, there was a restaurant, I think it was Langhorne in Bucks County. It used to be called the Airplane Diner. And on the top of the diner, there was a gigantic fucking airplane that had been decommissioned that they put on top of the restaurant. And they closed it down and the airplane was still there. And of course, all the residents were fucking pissed because they're like, how can anybody get around without knowing where the airplane is? You know, it's like, well, you can use a map. But the airplane restaurant closed. But I was like, it was bizarre because I think at some point you could actually like walk up into this airplane and like eat in there and stuff. And like, I don't know. That was, I think, maybe the wackiest thing I ever saw. But no, I can't think of anything else like off the top of my head. There wasn't really anything in Pittsburgh or Ohio that we saw that was like weird or out in Detroit. So yeah, maybe the airplane's probably the best one I can answer right now. I think that's probably, I'll see if I can find pictures of it. I'm sure they're somewhere, but this was a unique fucking thing. I'm not really sure how the restaurant was able to fucking hold the weight of this thing, but it was fucking odd. But
in Niagara Falls, like if you go over to the Canada side, there's a diner that's built like a UFO.
Really?
A UFO diner, and we went there. That was pretty cool.
That is cool. That's cool, man. And what else is cool is when we get a chance to answer these questions for all of you that send them in to us each and every week. We appreciate, that was a good transition this week. We appreciate you doing that. Don't forget to tweet us using your hashtag AskMeanie, and you may hear them on the show. And we appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you sticking through with us here as we do a smaller, more brief show today just because, well, we're fucking sick. And we wanted to still give you something and be here for you each and every week. And we appreciate you. So, Blue Guy, where can everyone keep up to date with all things blue when they're not listening to the program?
If you would like to follow the Blue Meanie on all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Blue Meanie BWO on all forms of social media. If you would like to support the Blue Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Blue Meanie. If you would like to support the Mind of the Meanie, go to prowrestlingtees.com/Mind of the Meanie. Colin Elbow, the wrestling brand, go to colinelbowbrand.com and use coupon code Meanie or use coupon code Mind and support Mind of the Meanie and Blue Meanie and save 10% there over at colinelbowbrand.com. If you're in the Philadelphia area, go to JPT's for your t-shirt printing needs. JPT's is a family-owned business that has been making quality printed shirts since 1986. That's where I go to for my my t-shirts. For more information, go to JPT's. That's the letter J, the letter P, TEES.com, JPT's.com. MadCatBeardCare.com. Go to MadCatBeardCare.com and get the Blue Spruce Beard Oil and Balm. My boy Josh Thornton is doing an amazing job over there at MadCatBeardCare.com. He rounds up the kitties. You know, the sick kitties, takes them to the vet, takes them to the clinic, and gets them, releases them back better than he found them. So if you're a cat lover like myself, go to MadCatBeardCare.com. The Ultra Pro Wrestling video game coming to all major consoles in 2024. Ultra Pro Wrestling contains not only original characters created by the amazing Hal Haney, but many real world wrestlers, including myself and many others who I'm trying not to spoil. Go to ultraprowrestling.com or follow them on Twitter at UPW Video Game. That's ultraprowrestling.com or UPW Video Game. The figure collections Bone Crushing Wrestlers Series 1 variants of the Blue Meanie are available right now. All Series 1s can be ordered right now at shop.figurecollections.com. That's shop.figurecollections.com. Type Blue Meanie in the search bar and either get Normal Blue Meanie or BWO Blue Meanie. Either way, there's no wrong choice. To have the Blue Meanie on your podcast, go to podstars.net. That's podstrz.net. Register your podcast, book the Blue Guy, and let's have a conversation over there at podstars.net. Cameo.com/Blue Meanie BWO for birthdays, holidays, and well wishes. Please book through the site. Do not book through the app. The app takes too much of your hard-earned money. They the rate they take is outrageous. But if you want to, you know, make somebody's day a little bit brighter, you know, holiday, well wish, birthday, congratulations, go to cameo.com/bloomingebwo. Let's make somebody's day a little bit brighter. But most importantly, Mr. Bernard, where can we find you, sir?
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you asking. You can find me at Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. At This Is Goober. Yes, it's my handle. No, I'm not changing it. It's a brand pal, so go and find me there. And This Is Goober. And tweet me. Talk to me. Let me know what's going on. Excuse me. You can also find me on my other show, Foundation Radio, by going to foundationradio.net or going to youtube.com/@foundationradiopod. I have all my old interviews and all my content up there, including interviews with Bill Goldberg, Tommy Chong, some stuff from my radio days. And most recently, I have two recent uploads, my interview and conversation with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire star Ernie Hudson, as well as both episodes where me and my friends play Dungeons and Dragons. So if you're into anything, we got it over there. So come and check us out at youtube.com/@foundationradiopod. The Feinberg Method. Use promo code Goober and save up to 20% off of your entire purchase. My trainer, Brad Feinberg, is ready to help you with your physical and mental well-being. So go to thefeinbergmethod.com. Shout out to the homies at the 10th Ward Barbershop in downtown Lawrenceville on the outskirts of Pittsburgh. Go and see Kane and Jordan and the rest of the team at 10thwardbarbershop.com. ProWrestlingTees.com/mindoftheMeanie. ProWrestlingTees.com/foundationradio. Pick up a shirt. Keep the lights on at Casa de Mini and the Barnard Home for Wayward and Troubled Youth. Go to patreon.com/mindoftheMeanie right now and sign up today and join us each and every week as we record our show. And tiers start at just $10. So you come and see us each and every week. Want to give a special shout out to our engineer extraordinaire, Carl Pinnell, and the executive voice, Sam Krebs, for keeping us sounding great each and every week. And we appreciate you for listening. Leave us a 5-star review and a great review wherever you listen to your show. Tell a friend, tell a stranger at the Wawa, yell it at someone when you're going to the beach this year. Wawa would be like, hey, asshole, you should listen to the show. And we will appreciate you. And I appreciate you, Blue Meanie, for sticking through with us here on the show. I know we're both under the weather. And I'm glad your voice held out well today. And we will see you again next week for a full edition of Mind of the Meanie. For the Blue Meanie, I am Adam Bernard. Join us again each and every week as we take a trip through the mind blue world order. Of the Meanie. Peace.
This episode of Mind of the Meanie is hosted and executively produced by the Blue Meanie and Adam Barnard. It was mixed and engineered by Carl Pinnell. Additional narration is provided by the executive voice, Sam Krebs. That's me. Our intro music was performed by the Swamp Candles. Our outro music was performed by Chikara. Additional musical accompaniment is performed by Enrichment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or X or whatever, at Mind of the Meanie, and become part of the Pod Squad by going to patreon.com/mindoftheMeanie. Find our entire show archive at mindoftheMeanie.com. This has been a Butts Carlton Media production. Butts Carlton Proprietor.
Dad, why does Blue Meanie's brain out?